On the show today, we have Finsley's very own David Hunkley talking about their demo of their bank operating system called Bank OS at Finovate and all the cool things that it does for banks and credit unions, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with C Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Mr. David Hunkley from, is it Finsley?
Yes.
Finsley, yes, F-I-N-Z-L-Y, yes, and you are this chief strategic officer there, and you guys just got off your fresh demo at Finovate a couple of days ago, or a day or so ago. So how did that go?
We did, and it went very well. We were going into Finovate. We were nominated for two Finovate awards, one in back office core banking innovation, and the second in enterprise payments, and on Monday, we were announced as the winner of the enterprise payments category. So it was a great way to get started. We did our demo on Monday, and you know, the guys at Finovate, Greg and Oliver, they do a fantastic job putting all this together, especially now that they've moved virtually. So we had a great demo. We had a lot to talk about. We introduced the Finsley Bank Operating System, which is a great way for banks to be able to accelerate innovation. So we'll get into the details, I'm sure, on this discussion. But you know, we had a lot to talk about how that really changes the dynamic for banks and how they work directly with other third parties they're interested in doing business with, and how they can leverage the innovation that Finsley brings to bear as well.
Yeah, tell me about Bank OS, because this is what you demoed at Finovate a couple of days ago. So tell us about, because this is something really unique here, because you can basically turn, I don't want to say you can turn anything into a bank, but it's getting that close, right?
That's right. So this is an open banking API-enabled platform. And let's go back to what problem it solves.
Sure.
We've heard from bank CEOs and presidents for decades that they struggle to innovate at the right pace because they always have this legacy technology they're dragging around with them. And so a lot of credit unions that might be tied into their cores, they want to be able to innovate faster. And so a way to do that is through the Bank OS. So the idea behind Bank OS is you can subscribe, try, and launch services that you can assemble together for the benefit of your customers. So if you're trying to address what does the engagement experience look like, you can definitely do that. If you're trying to address back office operational issues and automation challenges, you can do that through the Bank OS. So you can think of it as one place where apps can land. And in the Finsley speak, Finsley is in the payment space. So we have a payment hub that can be an app that gets applied to be able to solve challenges around how do I take advantage of having one common set of infrastructure for ACH, for wires, for international payments, and how do I get onto the real-time payment rails if I'm a credit union today? So all those things can be tackled through that app, but what's really cool about Bank OS is all innovation isn't limited by the pace that Finsley can operate at, right? Finsley creates a platform. Finsley allows you to take advantage of the new innovations that Finsley delivers, but also allows you to bring in whatever third parties you want and easily integrate those in. So when we talk about subscribe, try, and launch, the real magic there that happens is Finsley creates lightweight core integration to the credit union's core. You do that once, and then as you need to leverage those same calls, maybe it's an API call to that core, you can leverage the same call each and every time. So you don't have to keep reintegrating every solution you bring to bear. So this really opens up innovation for anybody, for any institution, and we're excited about the potential. So we showed in the Finovate demo how a mortgage application through a third party called LendSmart could easily be integrated into the Bank OS. And then from the individual, from the user experience perspective, they can then initiate that mortgage application alongside of being able to see their accounts and their balances and to be able to move money around. So it's a great way to take a look at what's the best that's out there in the market and to be able to plug that into your platform. And so you can think of it from a Finovate context, you can think of it as a way to go shop for the best innovations that you see, check out the demos, and try them out and see if they work for your members as a credit union.
Yeah, I mean, they can kind of pick and choose what works best for them. And that's really kind of empowering to a financial institution, right?
It sure is. It sure is.
Yeah, because there's obviously so many out there. So I'm going to step back a little bit because you answered a lot of questions that I was going to ask in that one response. So thank you for that. But why did you guys create the Bank OS? I mean, because obviously there's a need out there and you're answering some pain points, but I want to get your perspective on it.
Right. If you think about core innovation, this has been a sticking point in the industry for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I track the numbers, and I think the number of institutions that change cores is fairly flat from year to year. It's about 200 to 220 change cores every year. And it's a painful process, right? There's a lot of integration that's taken place. There are a lot of other apps that are that surround just the system of record that is the core. And so if you take that on, if you say, I want to move away from this, it's a massive undertaking. And I think a lot of bank execs and credit union execs would say, why do this? What's the upside for my institution? Well, the upside is when you can start to capture new customer opportunities, new market opportunities, mm-hmm. when you can drive innovation that reduces the cost of your infrastructure. That's really the reason why we created it.
Right.
And so you can think of the way to solve the problem, if you're an institution, is look at it two ways. I could either take on that rip and replace approach and get ready for a long ride, right? A 3 to 5 year transition with lots of things to overcome along the way and a very expensive process. Or I could choose Finzly Bank OS and start to innovate immediately in the areas that matter most to my institution, but also allow me over time to reduce the workload that's on that legacy core. Right. So over time, I have less and less dependency on the legacy core. And the legacy core could just be the system of record for accounts and transactions without having to be the provider of all services and the provider of all innovation. So we really think it's the best of both worlds. And it breeds life into existing technology and investments right. versus saying you have to rip out everything you've done and replace it and start all over again.
So I'm thinking, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but so this keeps a bank or a credit union from having to replace their core system. So that's you can right. just kind of add on the Finzly Bank OS and now you're kind of open to pretty much anything, right?
That's exactly right. And so everybody says, well, how exactly are you pulling that off from an integration perspective? And so if you think of it, if there are a series of activities that we need to perform where we have to go to the core to get information, Finzly's going to do that heavy lifting. And if we've done it once, we don't ever have to do it again. That's really the benefit.
Right.
So
yeah.
So the second, third, fourth time that you go and you want to bring in a third-party provider that is providing cool technology that can really differentiate your institution, you don't have to keep going back asking for the same information again. And, you know, not only is that a time savings, but when you think about all the services agreements that are signed, because I've got this SOW, I have to go through this integration project, I have to get in the queue and be ready to do that. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to consume resources on my side as well. So, you know, once the integration has been done one time, we're really in the mode of subscribe, try, and launch. And so you can start to pick and choose what works for your internal bank folks, and you can do the same things for mm-hmm. your customers or members. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's a, I mean, obviously, here we go with the proverbial marketing speak, but it sounds like it's a huge time saver, a huge cost saver as well, because you don't really have to invest those big dollars into a new core. You can kind of extend the life of that core, it sounds like.
That's right. And so we have, in the payment space, for example, we have institutions that are looking to capture new market opportunities, and they're very concerned about, I don't want to carry all the legacy baggage with me. So could I stand up something alongside of that legacy system and get started? And so that's a perfect use case for what Finzly Bank OS has been able to do.
Okay. And so, and I want to move to the goals here. So what do you guys want to achieve here with Finzly's Bank OS? Obviously world domination is the wonderful thing, but in reality, what do you guys want to achieve here?
Yeah. One bite at a time on world domination. I would say within the next 12 months, we want to see 25 more institutions take advantage of Bank OS.
Okay.
We are launching a lot of new capabilities, a lot of new R&Ds going into this. We want to build out the ecosystem. So we welcome the fintechs that are hearing this message to be able to reach out to us and say, hey, I've got a solution that fits in very well. And we certainly welcome credit unions and banks that are interested in having discussions about how they can innovate faster. That's really our goal for the next year.
Oh, right on. Exciting times indeed. So has anything changed since the pandemic? I mean, obviously everything is remote. Has anything changed for you since the pandemic started? Or
thankfully, Finzly's business has really been doing well through the pandemic.
Good.
And
good.
And I think if we go back to 2008, we saw institutions, not all of them, but we saw many institutions that recognized, if I can invest in the down market, I can come out the other side with exponential growth potential.
Yeah.
And so we see those institutions that are leaning forward a bit. They're the ones that are reaching out saying, hey, I want to be able to capture these new market opportunities. And I want to be able to shake loose from all the legacy technology that I've been dealing with.
Yeah, smart move indeed. Hey, to wrap up here, where can we go find out more about Finzly and Bank OS and even the Payments Galaxy as well, which you guys won the award for? Where can we go find out more information?
Sure, absolutely. All the information's on Finzly.com.
Okay.
And if anyone's hearing this and still attending Finovate this week, we will be manning the virtual booth. So feel free to reach out to us and connect with us that way. And you can certainly check out our LinkedIn profiles as well. We'd be happy to connect with anyone that is interested and really look forward to having those conversations.
Right on. Well, great stuff, David. Appreciate the time. I know you're a busy, busy guy, so thank you for taking a few minutes to chat with us today. And congrats on the success already. Well done. This is great news for you guys.
Thank you so much, Michael. It was a pleasure.